This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances online to get free, fast delivery within 3 hours. T's and C's apply.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Is that the end of the rapid?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah, I've run out of news.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Feel good.
No, of course you feel good. I'll tell you what, she's the 1st of September.
Yes.
You can smell it, Bill. The city transforms.
Overnight.
Overnight. It is quite extraordinary. The light stays halfway home until it gets dark.
Well, I drove home in the sun last night, Tim.
You can smell it too, Bill.
And the grass gets cut.
The bins
come out.
The bins come out. Mine were out last night, exactly. Overflowing.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what we've got. Host Mary's got some very crisp feedback coming. I'm looking forward to that. Topics Brownless, I don't know how that gets through every time.
And a good setup.
You are going to start talking about what happens within this office, because you're here much more than me, and you're out in the desk area.
And I'm not happy.
You're not happy.
I'm annoyed.
I can hear that. And Greg Swan is going to join us, CEO of the Brisbane Lions, and a very good man, Swanee, ahead of tonight's massive final. It's a big one, Bill, as I say. Hello to you.
G'day, Jimmy boy, and happy 1st of September.
Thank you.
Yeah, lovely to see you, Jimmy. Big game tonight, of course. Looking forward to tonight's game. It'd be great, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Get finals underway. Sold out, Gabba.
Exactly. Brisbane versus Richmond. Big out.
Lions.
Rayner and Jared Lyons
Brisbane
out.
Lions.
Lions out for the Lions.
We'll kick a winning score. You'll hear the mighty roar. Ainsworth, Rainout, Lyons and Adams.
Lyons,
they're all big outs.
I don't know if he's missed a game.
Groin. So, Bill, they are all very... Well, certainly Rainer, Lyons and Adams, not taking anything away from Noah Ainsworth. But the other three are quality.
What about
not good in a final.
Shane Edwards getting dropped at the Tigers.
I saw that. He would have to be the sub.
No, not necessarily.
Have to be.
They got Jack Graham as sub. They'd love to play him hard nut in finals, Jim.
Has to be surely he's the sub, Shane Edwards.
Well,
final game, maybe.
Yeah. Interesting. So who wins?
Ooh.
One word. Come on.
I'm edging towards Richmond. I know it's a home game for the Lions, but they are four seriously important players.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Tigers for me. Hello, Jose Mary.
The blossoms on the trees stir up the honeybee. Spring makes my fever rise.
Spring fever.
Bit of Elvis for you there.
Is that? I thought
it was Spring
Elvis.
Fever.
How good was Elvis, by the way?
Oh, unbelievable.
Pretty good.
He was very good.
Mm-hmm.
People still love him.
There's a movie about him and everything.
Well, it was a movie. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. Was it up in the Gold Coast, the new one?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Good
job. Now, Bill, what do you got for us by way of
Rappy?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes, Jim. We've got football, golf and cricket. Here we go. Simon Goodwin is isolating Jim from the demons.
That. Gastro.
Gastro, along with Michael Hibbert.
The pig.
The pig, absent from training this morning, but they should be okay, they're saying. But, geez, that'd worry you. If you've got a footy team and someone gets gastro, straight home. You.
True.
Straight home. Mitch Cleary. Good man, Mitch.
Our man.
Yeah, Channel 7.
Matt Sy Warrior.
Is reporting that Tom Mitchell is seeking a trade out of Hawthorn.
I did read that.
Wow.
Interesting.
You know what happened? He wasn't in the centre bounce towards the end of the year. Yes, wasn't in the centre bounce.
Which I understand from Sam Mitchell's point of view. You're trying to get the young boys exposed to that part of the ground. So I get it, but I also understand how the Brownlow medalist Tommy Boy might be thinking this is the start of the end.
Another club. That would be third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tommy Boy. Liam Shields has retired, Jim.
Been a very good player.
255 games, three premierships.
Three.
You know the best way to sum Liam up? He's a player's player.
Yes.
They'd love him, the players.
Yep, I reckon.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not sure if I've ever met. Oh, I might have on the golf course once. But everyone says amazing things about the person he is. So well done to him.
He said something to me one night at the college lawn.
Good, that you're a fat dickhead.
Yeah.
Good.
Long nose line.
Good.
Yes, right, exactly.
He goes even higher in my estimation.
Some other ruckman for Hawthorn had to go at me too.
Oh, no.
And they said, Bill.
Big Segs?
No, someone else. And they said he's never said boo. And he'd had a couple.
He had a go at you as well.
But as I was leaving, guess who was spewing into the pot plant?
Oh, same ruckman.
Yeah, sucked in. Roscoe Lyon, of course, because the Bombers coaching gig, it's out there, Jim. And Ross Lyon was on Channel 9 last night and yet to have any meaningful talks with the Bombers, but made it clear he's enjoying his time working in commercial property and Triple M and the media. He loves
Triple M, yep.
So I caught up with him.
Did you?
Lucky. You just caught him at the door here at Triple M.
Right,
I said, hey, Roscoe, where do you sit with all this Bombers coaching gig?
It's all swirling around, and that's where I sit. It's generous, but it's a bit confusing, to be honest, where I sit, because I work at Wiesel Property Group full time. I do my media, and I haven't spoken to anybody.
There you go.
There you go.
Swirling around, Jim.
Swirling around.
Be a good coach
for
the Bombers.
Good coach anywhere.
A Matt Stevic will umpire his 50th AFL final.
Yep.
50th AFL final.
Good man, Matt Stevic. He used to be the maths teacher of my kids at Melbourne Grammar many years ago. Very nice man.
50th final.
Yep.
Do you know how many games?
Pretty good umpire he is too.
447 AFL games. Shane McInerney, 502, leads the pack.
Righto.
It's a lot of games.
It's a lot of games.
Well done. Very good umpire.
Last year's grand final umpire. Likely to be this year too.
Tennis, the US Open, Jim. Nick Kyrgios is through to the third set.
But behaving poorly.
Yes, but his tennis is
spitting
good.
Spitting at his entourage.
Well, he beat Frenchman Benjamin Bonzai in four sets. Bonzai just looks slow at times, Jim. He looked like an old...
That's what he looked like to you?
An old tree.
Did he?
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Can you believe he went there? He also complained about the gunge.
Well, the weed.
Yeah,
and guess who was playing?
The herb.
Guess who was playing at the US Open?
Bob was there.
Bob, yeah. But they reckon, Jim, it's a big open stadium, right? And up the top levels, they're the bars, and people can just, well, I don't know about that.
A reefer. Yeah, someone rips a reefer out. That's
wow.
It.
But also they drink and they get really loud and things like that.
But that's always been what people love about the US
Open. Exactly.
Lots of noise and fun.
Mm. Serena Williams is also through to the third set. She won. She beat world number...
Third round.
Yeah.
Third round. Good point. Thank you. Lucky you're here. There, Ben. Beat the world number two today. So well done to her. Tiger Woods.
I'm about to say, she's drawing a crowd of celeb.
A-listers,
coming from everywhere. Hugh Jackman, I saw in the crowd for a second game. Yep.
The T20 World Cup squad has been announced, and Tim David is in.
In.
They've
been trying to get him in now for a while. That's good.
Good striker. But out is the leggy Mitchell Swepson.
That interests me. And that's not apples for apples.
You said that the other day.
Yeah, I don't get that. Well, anyway, they've got a very good record, obviously. So the selectors have been getting it right.
You know, he was born in Singapore and raised in WA, Jim. Mm. And last one here, a huge game of rugby league tonight. Sorry, Hose, I was through with that. Huge game of rugby league tonight, Hose. Storm take on the Parramatta Eels, Jim.
Yes.
And whoever wins this one finishes...
Rugby league.
Thank you, Sandra Sully. The winner will secure a second chance. They will finish fourth. So whoever wins tonight is fourth and they get two chances, Jim. So
rugby
huge,
league.
Yes, thank you, Hose.
Thank you.
Huge game. It's up in Sydney. Yes. Storm taking on Parramatta Eels now. And that is all from me.
That's all from the rappy.
Yeah, that's a good rappy too.
Not a great one.
I thought it was all right.
Now, we got topics next?
I believe so.
No.
Oh, and
you ready?
It's too much of you.
On some craft.
Oh, my God.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I've been working half a year, haven't had a break. No wonder old numbnuts is no good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's showing.
I got a new segment, Jimmy Boy, to help with our phoner, because we're going to get them up very shortly in the Rush Hour family.
Family members.
And I've built an opener.
Oh, no.
Shabam.
Hello, passengers. This is Captain Brownless speaking.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
It's Billy's Mile High Club.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Billy's Mile High Club.
Imagine
must join
the size
one.
The toilet would need to be.
Oh, I was going to say. Yes.
It'd have to be a suite.
It'd have to be big,
The poor other person involved.
Oh, no, that
I'm
too.
I'm going to join it one day.
I doubt it.
Maybe Fiji.
Yeah, I very much doubt it.
I don't think Joey wants that.
No.
Plenty going on in the air, Jimmy boy.
Yes, go on.
So I'm going to read some stories here, and then I'll just hint you in a minute. Okay. Right. Sleeping pilots, Jim. A pair of Ethiopian airline pilots, Jim, fell asleep at the same time.
No.
Yes. This was flight ET-343, Hose.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is out of the black box. Jim. This is the black box, Jim. So they were going from Sudan to Ethiopia.
Sudan, yes.
Or Sudan. The plane was cruising at 37,000 feet and missed the runway.
So you went into the booth with Maddie and recorded those noises.
Yeah. This was from the black box.
Right.
Yeah. So alarm went off when they...
So what happened?
Well, the alarm went off because they missed the runway. They both got up, then just had to circle around. Right. They landed, fancy both of them falling asleep. Then we got punching pilots, Jim.
What?
Two Air France pilots have been suspended after boxing on with each other.
Punching on.
In the cockpit on a Geneva to Paris flight in June.
What the hell?
I got some audio of this.
Mm.
Sacre bleu! Oui! Merde! Bâtard! Oh, sa mère!
Cabin crew had to intervene, Jim.
That is actually embarrassing.
I thought you were going to say that's good.
No.
No, cabin crew intervened, Jim, and one cabin crew member had to sit in the cockpit with one of the pilots, and the other pilot was out the back. They fair dinkum punched on.
Punched on.
Yes.
Right.
And that in French, of course.
So black box recording.
Yeah, the black box recording would be... Hosages a boîte noire.
Or?
Enregistreur à boîte noire.
Not bad, Bill. Mm. A rowdy passenger, Jim, a rowdy traveller, was booted off a Jetstar flight to the applause from the entire cabin. After ugly war of words, she wanted to sit on the window seat and she made a big fuss. She carried on and everyone said, get out of here, piss off. And this is actually from the actual fight. Oh. This is true, Jim. They got rid of her.
It's actual audio.
Oh, my God.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live.
Oh, I was going to say what she said.
No.
And then one more. Passenger wouldn't stop sending nudes. You'll love this, Jim. Ooh. A pilot threatened to turn a Southwest Airlines flight to Cabo, Jim, around and end everyone's holiday before it began if they didn't stop sending nude photographs around via AirDrop.
Well, party town in Mexico.
Yeah,
so
Cabo.
Cabo.
But you know AirDrop.
Yes.
So some bloke or female, I'm
nudes
not sure.
Of themselves or?
Well, I'm not sure, but they were sending them and everyone was saying yes.
Yes,
and they were
please.
Getting the, including the pilot.
All right.
And this is, again, this
is the pilot.
Yeah, this is the actual pilot, Jim.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that AirDrop thing is, send a naked picture. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
So that actually was unlike the other three.
No.
That's actual audio.
Oh, no, the rowdy passenger audio was real.
Yeah. And the punching pilots.
Real.
I
know.
Of course, that was real.
That was real.
Yeah. I like that, Jim. Oh, punching on.
No, no, Bill. So,
in the cockpit. Here, look.
Oh, no.
We.
Because that's what you're going to say when you're punching someone.
You know,
yes.
You know, that's Matt and Onion dish.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, I can't believe Matty Haywood has put his name to that.
Oh, yeah, he came up with
the genius from the booth.
Now, that is, I can't believe you're going up there to get the ACRA award when I'm putting together this.
Oh, no, I can't either. I actually can't either.
So, 133353, hence.
Hence!
When have you had sex on a plane?
No.
Oh, no. Right, sorry.
No.
133353. Hence. What have you seen on a plane unusual?
A bill.
It's a bit boring.
No one's going to ring.
But no one will ring.
No one will ring.
Jim, stuff happens on planes.
No one
will
ring.
I bet you someone will ring up and say, snakes.
Oh, really?
You would.
I saw snakes on a plane. Yeah, the film Snakes on a Plane.
Jeez, you're all
Bill, no one's ringing.
Look, they're not ringing.
Well, hang on. It takes
a while. No.
Just wait here. Wait.
There's
a 10-second delay.
Right.
Here they come, the papa! Oh, we got one. Matt from Hobart.
What have you seen on a plane unusual?
Unusual.
Is that the
unusual things happen?
One person's rung.
Box hey. Or Billy from Berwick.
Oh, Bill's going to name them all.
Where's Peter?
Matt's already gone.
Matt's gone. Hamish is back. Here they come, Maxie and Peter. Oh, come the buffer.
Right.
He can't pull over, poor old Mark.
What are we giving away?
That is a very good question. We are giving away something magnificent straight after the break.
Righto.
That's a good thing.
I'm not seeing really anyone. This is a worry.
No, they'll
this
come
is
good.
Falling nice and
flat. What have you seen 1-3-3-5-3 on a plane?
1-3-3-5-3, what have you seen on a plane unusual?
Yes.
Righto.
Sex or?
No. So we'll take your calls next.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Do you reckon I'd get anything right?
No.
Yes, Jim, and they were punching on. They were in the cockpit, and they were punching on. They were going from Geneva to Paris, and here it is.
Sacre bleu! Merde!
Batard!
You know who likes the noise effects?
Who?
Jack.
Nah, come on, Crispy.
He does.
You're better than that.
Crispy does.
You're better than that.
Good boy, Crispy.
Fiona joins us from Melbourne to start off the conversation. The question is?
When have you seen on a plane unusual?
Oh, there we are.
Not that hard.
That's the craft right there. Fee.
How you going?
Hey, Fee, did you understand that?
Yeah, kind of.
Right. What did you see?
I got on a plane to fly to Sydney for a meeting, and I sat down next to this elderly gentleman who was decked out in a fantastic three-piece suit and, you know, just looked stunning.
Yep.
And on the other side of him was this lass who was dressed up as a nurse, and apparently, I don't know, I found out later he'd been wheelchaired on. This person wasn't real. He was a dummy, but he was so life-size. They ordered him a halal meal when they booked his ticket, apparently.
No.
Yeah. And he was going to Sydney to have lunch with the company that, apparently he was representing because he was like the mascot or something. But he was so lifelike. I actually thought it was a real person. And then they wheeled him out of the seat and they took him into the cockpit for photos with the flight attendants and the pilots and everything. And it was just hysterical. The whole plane was in fit. It was absolutely outrageous.
Dummy taking up a seat.
And yeah, Fiona, more money than sense. Unbelievable. Yeah,
Fiona thought it was real.
Order a meal. Stay there, Fee. Haim Strathmore.
He is. Hamish.
Hello, gang. How are we?
Good, mate. What have you seen unusual?
A dead body.
Oh,
really?
Where? How?
Yes. About a decade ago, flying back from overseas, poor guy got on in the seat behind my now wife and I, and passed away over the oceans, unfortunately.
Bloody hell. Isn't there a spot on the long-haul planes that they take
like people? A little morgue?
Yeah.
Thing?
Is that true?
They did move it eventually. I didn't ask where they put the body.
Right.
So, no, but yes, he did get moved eventually.
Jeez, that's pretty full on.
Well, bloody oath, Jim.
And unusual. Well, stay there, Haim. Pete Frankston. Hello, Pete.
Would have taken his meal.
Pete.
Yes.
What have you seen unusual on a plane?
I was heading to Perth with my young son, and we had the back seats at the plane.
Yep.
And there was about four army blokes on there, pretty tanked before they got on, and just kept drinking. About 2 hours into the flight, one of them gets up with his hand over his mouth and he's running to the toilet.
Oh, no.
And I started giggling because there was someone in there. And he went into the back area and threw up over everything.
Oh,
and
the
poor steward that was working on the flight.
No.
Oh, Chris Mew. Had a big good. Chris Mew.
Not, that's no good, Bill.
Not from our army boys. You'd
army
think
people?
They'd be more responsible, Pete.
Yeah, but when we landed, the MPs were there waiting for him.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't take to that.
No,
too kindly.
Exactly.
Fair enough, too.
Yes.
All right, stay there, Pete. Blake Somerville. Hello, Blake.
G'day, boys.
What have you seen on a plane unusual?
Well, a few years back, me and the missus were flying from Toronto to Vancouver, and we both saw a rocket fly past the plane.
A rocket?
Like a dead set rocket. Like, I would describe that to look like a missile.
Like surface-to-air missile?
What? And... you would think I was mad, but she saw it as well. And then we both looked up a picture. And when we both pulled up the picture of what we'd seen, it was basically the same thing.
And what was it? A rocket to achieve what?
I don't know.
A rocket to space?
I never heard anything else about it.
Oh, how many frothies had you had?
Oh, maybe a couple.
So he rings and he saw a rocket just fly past.
Beautiful place, Vancouver, by the way.
Yeah, but no rockets.
Well, good thing it didn't hit the plane building.
Oh, rocket.
Otherwise, they were in all styles.
Well, it would have been a lot of trouble.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Blake's on, in.
I think Blakey might have been at the US Open.
Glenn's in Lang Warrenville.
Glenn!
Hey, boys, how you going?
What have you seen unusual on a plane?
Well, it was a weird one. I was heading down to Hobart and cricket was on and sitting opposite me was the great man, Glenn McGrath.
Glenn McGrath.
Did you speak to him?
No, I didn't. I gave him his privacy. But that night I went for a nice meal down in Salamanca and heard this voice. I turned around and I thought, geez, I know that bloke.
Yeah.
James Brayshaw, his old man and his son were sitting at a table on the street near me.
Bloody hell. I remember that. Well, we were driving around Tassie
and
we got to Hobart the same time the test match was on. Right. I reckon Australia lost that test, Glenn.
Yeah, probably, but we don't talk about that.
No. A whole lot of wickets fell late and we lost a test again. Yeah. It might have been in New Zealand, actually.
Jim nice, Glenn? Did you talk to him?
Yeah. No, I left him alone. Oh. You know, when you see celebrities, I like to let you guys have your peace and quiet and time to yourself.
Old Smacker was there.
Smacker.
And John Owen Henry, I remember that. Right. He had a great time. Yeah. He drove all the way around Tassie.
Yeah.
Well, any Glenn McGrath is a celebrity.
Yeah, there's Matthew in Melbourne.
Hello, Matty.
Matthew.
Hey, guys. Team, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Matty?
Well, my wife and I were travelling from Dubai to Cairo on an Air Egypt flight.
Yeah.
And we were a little bit nervous about the flight. I thought, hopefully it's a decent plane, you know, but the quality of the airline.
Yeah.
And we're just joking, it could be livestock or anything on board here. Oh. Anyway, we've boarded the plane. And the first thing we see on one of the seats is two chickens in a cage.
No way.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it. We just started laughing because we'd been joking about it.
Inside the cabin, there were two chickens in a cage.
Yeah, seat one up the front where you sit, James.
Oh, 1A. 1A.
What the hell?
Oh,
yeah. That's amazing. Must have paid the coin.
Yeah. It must have been good chickens.
Well, you would hope.
1A, Jim.
1A.
That's where Richie normally sits.
Oh, Rich.
He just sat. Yeah, he always had 1A, didn't he?
1A and often had a kip.
Did he?
All right, Bill.
I liked
not bad, actually, topics. Better than I thought.
John from Glen Waverley. See that? 20 years ago. Flight to Broome on the way back. The hostie said,
"Oh no, Bill,
come with me.
I don't think we need to." So
John was a chance, he reckons. No,
so
all right.
Where are you going?
Do we read out the prize?
Well, maybe it depends on who wins.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who do you like?
Who do you like?
Well, what about old Rocket Man? Do you reckon?
Yeah,
old Blake. He reckons he
saw a rocket from Somerville.
Blake.
Yeah.
You have got a Red Gum barbecue hamper valued at over $170. Get Dad a Red Gum barbecue meat subscription for Father's Day. It's a trip to Southern Barbecue Belt straight to Dad's door, redgumbarbecue.com.au.
Righto. And we will give something to Fiona because she sat next to a dummy.
Yep, that looks like a real person.
And she didn't know it was a dummy. Come on, Fifi.
I reckon you need to go to the Red Hot Summer Tour, which features Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, and more. Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, January 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Well done.
No worries.
Yeah, it's good.
Not bad topics.
It was good. Good build-up.
Not bad.
The noises.
No, the noises were the worst bit of the build-up.
No,
but the callers in the end got there.
Feedback has been good already.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell you what I'm feeling, and more importantly, I'm looking good.
No, you're not. Popular. So we're talking about planes.
Yes.
In 1989, Fat, I went with WA to play in a tournament in India. We just won the Shield.
You went to India?
India.
Wow.
So all of the Sheffield Shield winning teams, if you like, England, the county team, Shell Shield, I think it was in South Africa, all went to India to play in a tournament.
Yeah.
So we were moving from, and shame on me, I can't remember where. I think most of it was around the old Madras.
Yep.
But we were moving from there to play a game somewhere else that required about an hour flight. And this is 1989, so it's a long time ago.
Well, it's 33 years
ago. So we got to the airport. You actually won't believe this happened, though. We got to the airport. We were sitting in the waiting area, and the airport at that stage in India were very scrubby.
Yes.
I'm sure they've improved, but in those days it was very, very ordinary, the airport.
Jim.
So we got there, we were sitting in this one sort of area, and the person from the airline came over to us and said, right, your stuff's now on the plane, you can come onto the plane.
Right.
So we, as a unit, there was about 14 of us, walked across the tarmac and walked up the stairs and got on a completely empty plane into a cordoned off area at the front. No business class or any of that. It was all the one sort of class of cabin.
Yep.
But we're at the front, and the area was cordoned off behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting thinking, this is weird. There's no one else.
Mm.
What I didn't realise was that we were in a whole different part of the terminal, and the rest of the people who were travelling were in a whole other part of the terminal.
Yeah.
And they were all locals.
Yeah.
So once we were established and sitting there, They then opened the doors up and bang.
What? First in?
First in, best dressed. They sprinted across the tarmac, these people.
Like the Christmas Boxing Day sales. I've
never seen anything like it.
Have you seen the Boxing Day sales when they opened the doors?
They all just came screaming at the plane, and I'm looking out the window going, what is this? And then straight up the walkway, and then they're throwing stuff over seats, themselves, their kids, landing. They got hose. The plane got full. And then the security came on, and anyone who wasn't on a seat got thrown off. They're clinging to seats, but grabbing them by their legs.
Would have been two kids and a dad and mum's over there.
Off, you're off. You're not sitting anywhere. Oh. And once they finally got the people that didn't have a seat off, the plane shut the doors and took off.
I've never
seen anything like it before or since.
First in, first trip.
First in, and sprinting, and jumping over seats.
Jeez.
Head first.
Chennai, by the way.
It was Madras back then. I'm sure, Bill, for people who are alarmed listening, that's not how plane travel happens in India anymore. But it bloody well did back then.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A humble man who had much about which to be humble.
Just run in some talent from the other station, Jim.
Right, I see.
And they're not happy with hot desking. I'm not happy with hot desking, and we'll talk about it later.
Good.
Are they going to the free drinks, though?
They're exactly going. I had to go for a little twinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And I run into Kari and Tommy.
Yes.
And they had a little chat. Guess where they're going for drinks?
Oh, good.
Starts at 4.
Star, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 4,
Jim. Did you have
some? No, it sounds like
sounds like you have.
And finishes at 6 and gets all fat and Jimmy don't get invited.
We don't.
All right.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Here we are.
I love
this. This is my favourite segment.
Really direct today.
Oh, good.
Now, this is from Davo from Knox. I reckon he's heard our segment about hot desking.
Mm-hmm.
While you're working out the whole hot desk thing, see if you can move fat away from the gas outlet he keeps sitting on. Hashtag balloon face.
Balloon face.
Mm.
I like
David.
This is from Adelaide Smithy, who's in Walkerville.
Right.
I saw Fat at the Adelaide Oval a few weeks back, and he was double parked, all right, not with drinks, with one ass cheek per seat. Hashtag should have charged him double.
That's incorrect.
Is it?
Okay. I have one seat.
Jeez.
I'm not sure how to pronounce this one, but I think it's Heine from Warrandyte.
Yes,
Heine.
Who says, I'm trying to work out what's worse, Fat's jokes, his diction.
Oh, he's... I'm glad you got that, Hose.
Or his obsession with kittens.
Yes.
And when Shaq went, meow. Hashtag, aren't you a little old for strip clubs? That was more of a question mark than.
No.
Aren't you?
I would have said you are.
Yes.
Who says?
No, me.
There's no
and
age
Heine
limit.
From Warrandyte.
And Heine from Warrandyte.
Well, sorry, you're over 50, you can't come in.
I know. Right. Well, just what Heine's saying is, surely you're beyond kind of strip clubs now at your stage.
Well... Yes.
Next one?
Yes. Casey's in Merrijig. We're up that way recently.
Yes.
I was at the show in Mansfield the other week. Please tell Bins to never wear a puffer vest again. It looked like the blanket I put on our brood mare. Hashtag triple X station merch.
Oh.
What of hashtags.
What's going on here today?
Oh, it's hashtag day.
And poor old fat face Bill.
The blanket I put on our brood mare.
Don't know if I should be reading this one out. Right, Let me know, James.
Yes.
Clarky from Cremorne.
Oh.
In other brackets, business partner.
Yes.
Business, yeah, because don't say partner, it's my business partner.
Yes.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
And Clarkie's written, just assessing the takings for August, somehow after our biggest month of revenue in the pub's history, we're still in the red. Hashtag stop eating the profits, Fat.
Well, I do go there a lot for dinner.
So your own business partner has sent feedback into Hose about you eating all of your profits.
Straight into our special inbox.
At least I go to the pub.
Oh.
Oscar with a K from London says,
"Oh, another one,
Dad.
Oh, Dad, please, send money.
Please don't put your normal crap forward this September. I'm getting abuse in the streets of London for the month just gone. Hashtag. Surely he cannot get worse.
And it's not spelt with a
K. That's your own son.
It's not, Jim.
Well, I think that's the joke he's putting in there.
Oh,
it's just a diversion.
As you Jim, when they're overseas, the only time they ring or send something is money. They want money."
Very interesting feedback. This is from Lydia of Sydney.
Oh, yes.
Didn't know we from the many listeners from Sydney.
Yeah, people can
Lydia writes,
us. Yes.
Can someone tell me who the fat bald bloke was who came up to the listener launch? We're still wondering if it was the big man from the Sydney footy show.
The big man.
After he shaved his moustache off. Hashtag boring footy stories. Hashtag ask me where the nearest strip club was. Did you ask her that?
No, I did not.
Poor Lydia.
There was no girl from Lydia.
She thought you were the big man.
And
the big man.
That listener event, yes. Yeah. We've got to have a chat about that, Jim.
Anyway.
How did I go to that? And there was no Lydia. You're making up it now.
This is
feedback.
Inbox?
Is sitting
feedback.
There.
No.
Look,
no.
It gets written down.
So fat.
Proper feedback.
That's it.
Rubbish. Does not. Anyway, Clarky.
I like that. That
Oscar
might be the best helping we've ever had.
I don't think
of
so.
Feedback.
I liked it yesterday when it was directed at you and you didn't like
Your
it.
Your own son has given us feedback from London.
He's not in London.
Where is he?
Berlin.
Oh, I should have rewritten that. Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's vicroads.gov. Ah, f*** the gov.
Now, Bill, Chemist Warehouse, of course, for your Father's Day present coming up this Sunday, is a must visit. We've been talking about the VB for Men grooming kit.
Very good.
That's available, $59.99. But you
have
in front of you there, you're not really a fragrance. I didn't think you were a fragrance wearer.
Calvin Klein, Jim, Defy, and I'm going to try some now. Look, beautifully wrapped, beautiful bottle.
It is beautiful, actually. Oh, no.
Not in your mouth.
No. Well, you meant to get it sort of under your gills a bit there, Fat. That's a bit better.
And your wrists.
Can you smell? But that is magnificent, Jim. They've got the best fragrances. They're all very, very well priced.
Hugo Boss, Dolce & Gabbana, Aramis, Tommy Hilfiger, Hugo Boss. They are all there.
Mont Blanc
and magnificently priced. So you can shop online, click and collect, or head in. Make sure you look after. Oh, I can smell that. Actually, do you like that hose?
Have a smell.
Because you're more discerning.
It's subtle.
520 stores nationwide, Chemist Warehouse.
Look
you
at
like
the
that?
Swagger on him now.
Oh, now look at him.
Oh.
He thinks he's bringing something to
Hello.
The table.
Hello. Look out.
Hello, darling.
Oh, my God.
You come here often?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, played a bit of footy with the cats.
Okay. Oh, this is weird. Where he's gone now.
You smell me?
That's brought the worst out in him, doesn't it?
You want a drink?
Burberry now want that whole segment back.
Vodka soda.
You're being a bit confronted by this hose, aren't you?
Maybe a little vodka soda to kick things off.
Is he channeling Duck?
It's actually horrific, isn't it?
He's doing.
Like, it's just horrible.
Look, Witt's having issues as well.
It's taking him to a bad place.
Back in the day at the Lyric nightclub.
Oh, okay, we're on air. Got to go to the news. Now, okay.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim English has got, he's ill, Jim. Jim.
Ill Jim. Greg Swan, not far away, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions. Yeah. Oh, big game for them.
Huge.
Four big outs for the Lions, who take on Richmond tonight. The finals begin.
Exactly. A big out for Richmond too, isn't it? Of course there. Jimmy Boy.
Shane Edwards
going out. It'll be interesting to see if he is the
Surely he's the sub. It could be his last ever game.
Oh, I know. But Jack Graham's also on that bench, Jim, and they'd love to play him, I would think. Now, a bit of other sport. What's happening with Cam Smith, of course, because him and Mark Leishman have officially joined LIV.
Yes, they have. They'll play this tournament coming up in Boston this week. Bill, how do you turn your back on $100 million?
I know that.
I'll just tell you what annoys me a bit is the hypocrisy of some of the commentary around it from people within our own country.
That's right.
Because if you have a look down on the internet at what we import from Saudi Arabia, Bill, beef, meat, barley, wheat, dairy products, pharmaceuticals, vehicle parts, vegetables, cosmetics.
Everything.
So everything, in other words. So we happily do business with this country, but the golfers aren't allowed to.
That's right. Yes.
How does that? Now, I understand the human rights thing. No one's arguing with that.
No.
But if it's all right for the government and our own companies from within this country to happily trade with Saudi Arabia, why are our golfers not allowed to?
And if you're Cam Smith and you get offered 100
million. That's US, so it's 140 our money.
Million. You've got to say yes.
Who is with any conscience saying no to that except for Tiger Woods
because
he doesn't need it?
No, that's right. So, but he also spoke about he wants to play the LIV golf because he can come back to Australia.
You know, for me, I haven't been back in Australia for 3 years as well. You know, to spend more time at home, you know, not miss it out on, you know, friends and family's weddings and, you know, a couple of my friends have had kids over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that I still haven't met. So That's going to be a part of my life that I can't wait to get back.
Well, speaking of getting back, they're talking about a tournament being in Sydney next year. A live tournament.
They got the camera work right and the presentation.
I think it's
got
better. The presentation actually at the event apparently is amazing.
Right.
But from a shooting.
If I want to watch it.
Yeah, it's been streamed and pretty clumsily till now.
Yes, it
but
has.
I think it's going to get better, is what I understand.
Because haven't they got commentators across and that? So
yes, Fairway Faraday from Ireland. He's one of them. David Faraday. He's known as Fairway because he's been the on-course commentator for years and very funny too.
Does he whisper?
So, Bill, in closing, I understand the whole human rights part of it, and no one with any sort of brains is happy with that part of what happens out of that country. But let's not, you know, just nail golfers and let everyone else get off.
Yeah. So he can still play in the British Open.
Well, at the moment, but the world rankings points are going to be so he's exempt. Right, but a lot of the live golfers who would normally be in the major fields aren't or might not be going forward.
Also, the Father of the Year was announced today, Jimmy Boy.
Yep, James Brayshaw.
No.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, no.
About
long
time.
Overdue.
Mm. No, not you.
I beg your pardon?
Not you, Jim. Craig Foster.
Oh.
Of course, former Socceroo.
I thought you were talking about the wood chopper from Tassie.
No, that's Dave. Foster. So this is Craig Foster, the former Socceroo. Well done to him. He's actually big in the human rights man and all that. He does a lot of work
Does great work.
And does some great work in the soccer game.
I must be
commentator. You weren't throwing up.
I have to be.
No. When you weren't throwing
can
up.
I not be?
2023 is your year.
If it's money spent on your kids, I have to win.
Because you're selfish.
How can you possibly say that?
Because when you're single and a bloke, you become selfish.
Yeah, well, that's you.
Who told
you
that?
That's not me. That's you.
I've just heard that recently.
That's
all that is. Greg Swan joins us in the second hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
This interests me, what you're about to talk about, because I've never had a desk at any of the Triple M's I've worked at in nearly 30 years.
It's extraordinary.
Never had a desk.
I've worked with hosts for more than 20. Mm. And have you ever seen me allocated a desk?
Not once. I know there is one for you, but we kind of consume it.
Yeah, we do. So even if you wanted
studio,
to. Well, and I just I like setting up in here and working out of the studio. So that's why. Well, but you are a desk user.
I am. I love my desk. Yes. And this has been annoying me, Jim. So it's a bit in-house. Actually, it's in-office, to be honest. Oh. And it's called hot desking.
I beg your pardon?
Hot desking.
What does that mean?
That's the new environment out here at our new offices, Jim. It's a new corporate slang.
Well, explain it.
I'll tell you what it is. The practice in an office of allocating desks to workers when they are required, rather than giving each worker their own desk.
So you could roll up on any given day and have a different desk to work at.
A sharing model, Jim. You share. So there's a computer screen there. You just log in, and you can use someone else's desk.
But that doesn't work, Hose, because people like putting their little smiley faces around their computer
screen. Not allowed.
No, this is a
discouraged.
New Jim, this is what I'm saying. It's annoying me, Jim.
All right.
No, because you know what I want at my desk?
What?
Jim, I just want a bin.
No.
I just want a bin, Jim.
Bins wants a bin.
Yes. That's all I want, a little plastic one. I don't care because there's no bins at hot desking.
Why?
Because they move around, so they don't have bins,
Jim. But you've still got rubbish to deal with.
Well, I'm always throwing it in the bin here. I want a bin at my desk.
Yes.
And the other thing, Jim, I don't ask for much. I just want a bin.
I don't ask for mole.
And the other thing is I need a drawer. Just a drawer at my desk.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where do you leave your stuff?
Well, my pens, Jim. Where do I put them in a box on top of the desk, which is yucky. So I want something to put my pens, my scissors, my calculator, my notes.
Calculator?
Actually, I don't know. I've never used it.
Okay, just to write boobless or something.
Yes, exactly. It still works. But
can
you
do that too?
Yeah. I need a little drawer at my desk just to put everything in.
Well, I'm hearing you. I don't agree with you almost ever. But this doesn't make sense to me.
It's annoying.
Well, because then you go home, next day you turn up, you've got no gear to use.
That's right. So you've got to bring it with you, or it's on top of the desk and it looks messy.
We've been assigned lockers, though. Did you get your locker?
No, the lockers are 50 metres away. I come to my desk, I'll just go to my locker, I'll get my pen, my calculator,
Shout at me.
Well, it's not right. So I'm going to talk to Ashley. She's the office manager. But I went to see her, Jim, and guess what happened?
What happened?
It's the first official office party, because we're in the new building, today. Guess what time it started?
What time?
4 p.m.
We're on air.
And guess what time it finishes?
What time?
6 p.m.
When we get off
First
here.
Office party, and we're obviously not invited because we're on air. So, Ashley, look out. Hot desking, poo.
How do you find it, Hose? Because you're here all day, every day.
Well, I tend to gravitate to the same desk every single day and might leave things under the desk and just stay in the same spot.
Is that allowed? Are there police?
There's police.
All right.
Oh, no, it's strict. It's strict policy. People like Onion and Lumo, who we love, they have to go to other sides of the building to do their work sometimes. It's about mingling in your other neighbourhoods.
No.
I understand.
Yes?
No, no, no. It's not right. Hot desking. I think IBM bought it in, Jim, years ago. And it's supposed to save money because if you don't need as many desks or computer screens.
Well, I thought it was meant for us so we have more experience with other people in the building.
And you talked to, but you collaborate or whatever word is. What's that word that everyone uses in the cricket team?
Word?
I got empty plastic water bottles everywhere, Jim, because I haven't got a bin. I just want a bin.
They used to have common areas, didn't they? Like couches and stuff where people took their laptop and then I'll go and work, you know, in
so
those
you can
funky
collaborate.
Joints.
Collaborate. Good word.
But I don't know about hot desking.
No,
that sounds like something you do at about 2 a.m.
I do know about hot desking and it's shit.
I'd do that.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wasn't that's a whole happily different thing. Married.
No, obviously. Exactly.
Happily married.
No, not really, but.
Oh, said happily, she's happily
together.
Oh,
yes. Otherwise, you'd be hot desking up a storm.
Oh, yes.
Hot desking. No, no, no.
All right. We'll sort that out by next week for you.
Probably not.
You want a bin?
Wander out into the party and see if you can sort it out.
Well, I might go out and see. Oh, look at them out there having their shardies while we're in here working. Fair dinkum hot desking. Stick it up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What sort of garbage is this?
Oh, that's Radio Craft. Bill. A1.
Who let the dogs out? Our next guest has been the CEO of Collingwood, Carlton, and now Brisbane. But while his Lions have been worried about Tigers for the last fortnight, they also had to contend with his dog. Who let the dogs out? Please welcome Greg Swan.
Oh, Swanee. One of our favourites. In the lead up to a big elimination final, did you think Bertie the dog would be all everyone's talking about?
No, he's actually bigger than Ben Hur at the moment. He's interviewing for managers, I think. He's been on every show, he's on the front bar, he's on all the news. He's as big as Texas.
Taking a bit of stress off, and I like it. Yeah, diverted. Yeah, I like it, Swanee. Good.
It was a bit of an accident. We were having a photo with we'd just broken our membership record, so we have a dog membership, and we had kids and everything for a photo. So we brought him in to have the photo, and the next minute he was on the ground. He ran up to Cam Rayner. He knows Cam Rayner, so he sort of went there, and then. But as he whizzed by Fags, I think Fags was a bit surprised there.
What did he say? What did Fags actually say?
I wasn't close, but someone who was, said, "Where'd that dog come from?" So, and then I think he was going to blow up, and then he knows Bert as well, so he said, "Oh shit, that's Swanee's dog." So then he was all right. So.
Oh, and it's the boss's dog, Bill.
Oh,
it changes it a bit.
I was very happy he came off because it would have been like a Benny Hill movie if I had to chase him around the ground. It would have been a nightmare.
Just for the people out there, what kind of breed is it?
He's a cavoodle. Right. Yeah, a little cavoodle. He's a beauty. He's a good little fella.
Plenty, though. Oh, during COVID, those dogs.
Well, he's only about 18 months. I think we did get him at the start of COVID. Yeah. So, he's going well.
I wouldn't have had you pegged as a little dog owner, Swanee. I thought you might have been a big Labrador or something.
I've always had labs, but... we only might have won the day on this one, but he is good. I like him. He's a good fella. Yeah.
Anyway, I think there's a big final going on there. At the Gabba.
Yeah, no, there is a bit happening up here.
Full house.
The Tigers, full house. Yeah, sold all the seats, and it's going to be a big night. Weather's good, so no real excuses for anybody tonight. It'll be on from the start, I think.
Who's Darcy Wilmot?
Yeah, he was our first pick in last year's draft. He's a good kid. He's been stiff that he hasn't played before now. Like, he was going to play and got COVID, and he was in our seniors at the start of the year and got suspended for a sling tackle. And, so he's been a bit stiff not to play, but it's a big ask for him, obviously, first one in the final. But it won't faze him. He's a good player, and, he'll You watch him. Right. He'll be out there. He'll be telling Richie what to do and everyone else. He's one of those kids. So, he's got plenty of spark about him.
Plenty of spark. He's a Melbourne boy, Montmorency, Jim. Mm-hmm.
He is.
And yeah. I think his late father played 5 games for Collingwood.
He did. Yeah. And he wears 44. He chose that number because that's the number his dad wore when he played. He's passed away, his father. But he played 5 games for the Pies in number 44. So Darcy wears that number to honour his dad. Yeah, good. So that's a good story.
That is a good story. Yeah. What happens with the funds that come out of tonight's game interests me, Swanee, because I remember back in my day, which is a while ago.
Yes, you were president.
You'd get North playing Brisbane in Melbourne, and you'd be lucky to turn a dollar. But then if you snuck into a final, Swanee, at the MCG against Richmond with 93,000, you think, there's a nice collect out of this. Not a brass razoo. Is that still the case?
That's absolutely still the case. And, their finals are all AFL money, and you do your best. You can't. Yeah, people come after you for tickets, and you go, "Oh, look, I don't control them anymore." Or something else does. So you'll have to pay anyway. It's it hasn't changed, Jamie. It's exactly the same.
Bill, no, I know. You'd think you'd get a little bit.
Well,
you as one of the playing.
Surely, can't you run the bar?
Get a little shekel,
country.
Nothing,
mate. The country towns. That's how they make money, Swanee, isn't it?
They
run the bar. They've got to provide all the froffies, and then they sell it for whatever, or the hamburgers, or whatever. And that's how they make good coins. So.
No doubt, and they all tend to hold those finals so that you can make a few bucks selling beer and sausages and things. But no, a bit more upmarket up here. But I mean, even to the extent where you have to change your taps. Like, we're sponsored by Forex and think CUB do the AFL, so you have to change the taps game and all that sort of stuff.
Don't change the beer, just change the tap.
That's hilarious. Oh. Hey, speaking of the Gabba, we're just going to take a little break with you, Swanee. We want to find out what's going on up there, because my understanding is the changes are happening quicker than everyone thinks to this amazing venue. And so just stick around.
And who's kicked the most goals there?
No one's interested in that.
Right.
We've got a man who's dominated, by the way, the CEO space in the AFL since 2007. Just comfortable with himself, I think, is what you call.
Brisbane, Collingwood, Carlton, and don't forget Williamstown, Jim.
Oh, I have forgotten that. Greg Swan next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not your best, but it's also not your worst.
No.
Greg Swan, good enough to join us ahead of tonight's big final. The Lions take on the Tigers, of course. I was up at the Gabba for the Melbourne game a couple of weeks ago, Swanee, and someone was telling me that the changes to the Gabba, you're going to have to find somewhere else to play pretty quickly.
We will. It looks like it's getting knocked down after the Ashes in 2025. So that's, that'll be on us quicker than we know. And, we won't have a home for 3 or 4 years and while they rebuild it. I mean, it's one of those ones where that's obviously a great challenge for us when we're not there. But then when we're ready to go, we turn up into a 55,000 brand new seat stadium, which will be fantastic. But we've got a few challenges in between times while they rebuild it.
Well, I went out to Brookwater with Hodgie and a big Alistair Lynch.
Golf course.
At the golf course out there. And right next to that is your new training facility, which looks unbelievable. By the Springfield, I think is what it's called.
Right.
That's it.
Now, are you going to be able to play there, or where will your games go? Mm.
It's certainly one of our options. We get in there middle of October, so it's just about ready to finish. Good track too, Brookwater. How'd you hit them there?
Got better. That's the right way to say it. But I did get a good look at that venue. It looks unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it is. It's really good. It's originally built to hold about 12,000, but, we'd look to put some temporary stands in and things like that to get it up to a level that we could play home games there. So that's certainly one of our options going forward. But there's a couple of other things. We're talking to the government at the moment, so there's a couple of other venues that they want us to have a look at. So, we're into that at the moment because, as I said, it'll come around quicker than we think.
We're not going down the road to
Metricon.
Metricon, sorry. That's it now, yep.
Yeah, no, not that keen if we can help it. We our fans don't travel down there much.
And, right.
Yeah, every time we go there, someone does a knee, so we're not that keen to go there, so...
Hey, speaking of which...
But we might. We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. We've got a few out tonight. Cam Rayner and Noah Ainsworth, both appealing and not getting through. And Jared Lyons, groin soreness. So you got some serious players out.
Is that the first game he's missed with you guys?
Yeah, just about. I can't remember him missing one beforehand. So, he's just had some groin soreness and he hasn't come up. And Marcus Adams didn't come up either from concussion. And he's actually not in a great way at the minute. So... Oh.
Yeah, so there's a few out, but look, we've got some good guys in pretty good form. I mean, the two, Roberts and Robinson, both played in the game in the VFL, and Mitchie had 40 and Dev had, you know, not many less than that. So they're in pretty good form. So they'll come back in, and Darcy Wilmot, obviously, the first gamer. So, yeah, it's an interesting mix for the old, you know, a couple of old stages and a couple of young blokes, which is good.
Just on the Marcus Adams, and we all feel for him, the concussion thing is very serious. What aren't we doing right in that space? Swanee, you've been around the game a long time. It's a collision sport. We know that people get hurt playing footy and it's hard to avoid that. But with concussion, is there anything we're not doing that we should do?
Look, it's a good question. I mean, look, the docs are all over it. You know, they're really, I wouldn't say paranoid about it, but there's just so many checks and balances. So, but each one of them is different, because some of them look innocuous and some of the big hits that happen. I mean, Cal Archie's got to play last week, but he missed 2 weeks after, you know, him and Cripper ran into each other. So that was a big hit. And whereas Marcus's was sort of more of a, he got delayed concussion, so he did have a pretty big collision against Carlton, but he was okay, but it got him sort of a day or two later. So, and we think it's almost like a whiplash thing. He ran into Charlie Kerner, you know, and it was a big hit, and you could see his whole body just sort of shake, and it looked a bit whiplashy. So, yeah, look, everyone's really aware of it. I mean, the docs are there. No one takes any chances anymore, you know, where you just pretend nothing happened and shovel them back out. That certainly doesn't happen. And but, yeah, it's a challenge for us, because it is. I know we've changed rules. You know, the head's protected as much as we can. You know, they're sort of stopping the blokes ducking for frees and all that. I think that's all part of it. But, yeah, it's still a challenge for the code.
How's the boss? How's Fags? Because he seems a little uptight, a bit testy. Is he all right? Do you sit down and have a coffee with him?
Yeah, no, he's good. He's good. Yeah, he's not a big fan of the you've got a bad finals record question.
No,
he's not happy with that. And,
or the MCG. Well, I don't think you like that either.
he's a bit testy around that. But, look, you know, we've got to win. We win tonight and then that goes away. So it's pretty simple for us. We just, it's easy. People, I mean, when you're within the club, you know how close you've been. I mean, we're 1-6 in finals, but, you know, last year we lost by a point and we didn't have Rayner and Hipwood did knees and McStay got knocked out and Berry got knocked out. Like, we're a bit stiff and went down by a point, but no one cares. You're 1-6. So we don't think we're that – we haven't been poor in any of the games. Like, in most of the games we've been in finals, we've been in the games, but we just haven't been either, you know, we've been a bit unlucky, or we just haven't been quite good enough to get over the line. But, you know, and we'll see. We've got our challenges tonight, but – we're at home, full house, so, you know, it's up to us now to turn that around and make it 2-6.
Hey, I read with interest, Jim, back in 2014, the AFL asked the clubs to come up with some fanfare for their home games.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what Swanee tried to do at Brisbane home games?
What?
Bring into the ground, on the ground, real lines.
Mm.
Real lines. And was going to walk around with them and they go, ah, and all that. Now, Swanee, is that true? And, the petition against it, I think there was 150,000 signatures saying no way.
Yeah, no, the animal activists weren't that thrilled. But they were going to be in a cage, Bill. But, you know, we were going to feed them live magpies if we're playing Collingwood and stuff like that. But we didn't – no, it didn't get off the ground. The animal activist quite right. Although I had the guy from the Darling Downs Zoo, he reckons that Brutus would have been able to handle it, no problem. He had a big old lion out there that he said he'd sit in the back of the cage and do whatever you liked. So, but anyway, we didn't. Yeah, it was a little bit different at the time, but no, it didn't get up, unfortunately.
Well, the other thing I noticed, Bill, was when the crowds weren't allowed in, they put the virtual crowds in the stands.
Oh, yes.
And Swanee, when he left us down here,
yes,
because we all knew him at Collingwood, of course, and then Carlton, and a good sort of meat and two veg, humble operator.
Humble.
So I thought, well, he goes up to Brisbane, and that's what he'll bring to that organisation.
Right.
I then look at the virtual crowd,
and
his head's in there about 300 times.
Big,
huge, big head of Swanee. How did you allow that through?
No, I think the marketing girl was looking for a promotion, but it sort of backfired, to be honest. I wasn't that thrilled. I do know. I remember you talking about it on the
show. I did. Bloody oath I did. What's happened to our man? He's changed.
Yeah, no, that was we sold those, actually. You sold sort of the head shot, yeah. And you got it on the virtual thing, but somehow my bullfed ended up on there. But anyway, yeah, that I do remember that. Yeah, that wasn't by design. That was sort of someone just trying to do the right thing. But anyway.
I like it. Hey, good luck tonight. Yeah, we'd all love to see Brisbane Lions go deep into this final series. A big crowd up there. Well done on the record membership, by the way. 43,319. Yeah. That is a record, and that's a big number in a rugby league town.
Yeah, it is. And like all that, you know, our last four games have been sellouts. So, yeah, all that from a code point of view, what's happening in Queensland is enormous. You know, the participation's up and the crowds are up, and yeah, we just hopefully give them something, you know, give them a win, and everyone can go home happy tonight because it's our last game here, whatever happens, and hopefully we're on the road somewhere next week.
And oh, there he is. There's Birdie. There's Birdie. See you, Birdie.
That's just some of the craft that Bill's put together for you, Swanee. Just you know so you'll enjoy.
I forgot to use it during the interview.
Yeah, I want to wait. I want to wait, though, for the joke, too. Was that how far away was that?
No. Yeah, see, Swanee loves a joke, Jim.
Well, it's next. We could.
Don't do yourself a favour, Swanee, and go and prepare. I think that's
all right, thanks, boys. Thanks
good on you, mate.
On.
Great. Good luck tonight.
See you, mate.
Good on you, guys. Bye. See you. Thanks.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
I've been accused of colluding, but I don't know how I could if I've only been here for one day.
I'm telling you, before we get into this, Idiot File tomorrow, Brag Artist tomorrow, I'll be at the MCG getting ready for Melbourne and Sydney. Mm.
What are you going to do tonight? Sit back and have a wine and watch the big game?
But maybe not a wine, but I'll certainly be watching the big game.
It'd be good, won't
it? Who wins?
Well, I'm coming around to Brisbane a bit. I don't know why.
Even with all the outs.
Yeah, exactly. Richmond.
All right. And now, this is how I see it, Oz.
Yes.
You hit the wrong button yesterday. But what it is you and Rabbits is worse. You laugh at Bill, not with him or at the joke. You just laugh at the human being because he's an idiot.
Yes.
And then you think, because I've laughed, I've got to hit plastic.
Okay.
Even if the joke's rubbish.
No, that's good feedback.
Yeah,
I will accept that.
You're not allowed to laugh at him because he's stupid.
No.
You need to laugh if you think the joke's funny.
Okay. But by the way, if you laugh, that means you actually like it.
No, because the laughing's at you because you either swear or you put a stupid face on. Look at him. Look, and Rabbits is laughing, and you did too. This is the problem. So the joke's rubbish, but he makes you laugh, and then you hit the wrong button.
What if I turn around and don't look at him?
Don't look at him. Right, that's here we go. Try
what's
not
that show
looking at him.
When I'll sing and you spin around if you like me.
The voice.
That's
the voice.
It, yeah.
Let's see if that works.
Okay, hang on. I just have to press this, right, and I will turn around.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Jim, you wouldn't believe this. You there, host?
Yep.
I lost three fingers on my right hand.
Did you?
Lost three fingers.
Yep.
So I asked my doctor if I could still be able to write. He said, yeah, maybe, but I wouldn't count on it. Wait for it. Oh, no, I threw the swear word in too.
See, that's a cheap ploy. So.
Yeah, we are. Oh, someone's happy. First time I've seen him. Don't you dance either.
That was bad.
Well,
it's been a long time coming, Fat.
Actually,
it's a better song.
I wanted a
better song.
I was due for it.
More accurate reflection.
I like it.
Putting swear words in.
It doesn't work.
Anyway, good to see you happy, James.
Well,
and
I like that song better.
Oh, Cat's bum. Fair. Now you're laughing.
I'm smiling. It's a good song.
Anyway, go the Tigers. Tiger. It's Tiger time!
All you get from me, Fat.
It's a long song.
The old double. You ever can have a couple.
You drop something.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances at chemistwarehouse.com.au to get free, fast delivery to your door within 3 hours. Ends 3 p.m. local time, September 4. See website for full T's and C's.